happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick.
Countries and companies that have been ripping us aren't particularly happy with what I'm doing.
President Trump didn't go much further in explaining why he's pausing tariffs against Mexico and Canada for a month, but the markets are now very wary, and there was no celebration after the announcement. Simon Rabinovich of The Economist.
The market went right back down to its day lows, down nearly 2% on the day, which is quite a big fall, and I think it signals the concern that, one, tariffs might be coming back, and two, that whatever exactly happens to tariffs, policy coming out of the Trump administration right now for the economy is looking absolutely chaotic.
Natalie Brand has more on the worries.
Nobody really wins in a trade war. It drags down the economies.
Brian Keel of the group Farmers for Free Trade says the uncertainty alone can do harm.
Farmers right now are in the process of planting or getting ready to plant their crops for the year. So they need to make planting decisions. And that's really hard to do when you don't know what your markets are going to look like.
Keel also notes Canada supplies the vast majority of potash, a key ingredient in fertilizer farmers use.
Americans were already worried about the economy, and many are falling behind on things like car payments. Michael Wallace has that.
In January, 6.5% of subprime borrowers were at least 60 days past due on their loan payments. Fitch Ratings says that's the most since it started collecting that data in 1994. The Federal Reserve of New York says the share of car loans past 90 days due rose to 3% during the fourth quarter, a 15-year high. With inflation driving up car prices and borrowing costs, more people are falling behind and having their cars repossessed.
California Senator Adam Schiff is among the Democrats who worry a budget proposal would give the president free rein for his economic decisions.
Elon Musk is talking favorably about shutting down the government, which I think would be a disaster. But Trump supporters shut down his first time as president, so we'll have to see. But I don't want to see this kind of death by a thousand cuts that we're witnessing now.
And veterans protested today in places like California, worried about the cuts coming to the VA.
I thought it was pretty much hands-off veterans, you know.
The U.S. is headed back to the bargaining table with Ukraine. Negotiator Steve Witkoff said today the talks will take place next week.
There will be Saudi Arabia. And I think the idea is to get down a framework for a peace agreement.
Walgreens has reportedly agreed to be acquired by a private equity firm for almost $10 billion. And recapping the numbers on Wall Street, after all the confusion over the tariffs, the Dow finished off 427 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tune in this week to Seth Faces the Music, where I'll be playing songs about going fast. Don't blink, you might miss it. Check it out every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WFHR.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump has paused for a month the new tariffs against Mexico and Canada. CBS's Weijia Jiang reports the markets had not reacted well.
May not be a driving factor, but it has a seat in the car when we're talking about tariffs. I mean, we're talking about Donald Trump, who before his political career was a businessman in New York City. And so, of course, he pays attention to Wall Street, and these numbers matter to him.
And concerns from everyday Americans struggling to make ends meet.
He does insist, essentially, no pain, no gain. And he has said there has to be a disturbance, that farmers have to make an adjustment. But, you know, the question is how much.
And J.D. Durkin reports jobless numbers aren't likely to help matters with the federal firings.
When we get the March data, the first Friday of April, we'll really start to see that weigh on the overall unemployment figure.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-teens. Clouds tomorrow morning, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Even warmer temperatures for the weekend and into next week, highs climbing through the 40s, even some 50s. Currently it's 37.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as we hit the end of the Big Ten regular season coming up on Saturday afternoon against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Badgers taking care of the Minnesota Golden Gophers on Wednesday night. Another close one. They've had a lot of close games, but the Badgers have won nine straight now against Minnesota. Wisconsin winning last night 74-67. On tonight's show, we're going to go to the bigs. My broadcast partner, Brian Butch, will also check in with Greg Steensma, the Badgers' director of player development. Those two guys, teammates, Big Ten champions back in the 2008 season. Let's talk about this year as we bring in Badgers head coach Greg Gard. It seems like with Minnesota, yes, the Badgers have won nine in a row. Think back, seven of those are close, but that's what border rivalries are about, though, right?
It is, you know, and I guess really other than the game here earlier this year, they all have been relatively close, and it just... You know it's going to be, you can throw out the records and it sounds cliche, but specifically going up there, their senior night, the border, conversation that goes on and obviously us having, quite a few guys from Minnesota and the success they've had here. And there's obviously a lot, and we had a lot of Badger fans there too. And so it's just, it's good for, I think, it's good for our program. It's good for their program. I think it's maybe the only game all year they sold out. So it's it's college basketball in March, right? They're all going to be competitive, and we're able to find a way, be a little cleaner in the second half, and get some things done defensively, and be able to get one on the left hand side on the road.
I was wondering what the crowd was going to be like because they had the snowstorm and the high winds and all of that. It had stopped fairly early in the day. But you're right. It was 14,000 plus. Badger fans were there. You heard chants of "Let's go Badgers." You heard other chants of "Bleep bleep bleep Badgers." But it was a great vibe in that building, though. And it is like, oh yeah, this is still college basketball.
Yeah, and we did our part to keep liven the crowd up a little bit about midway through that second half with three threes in a row for them to be able to cut that lead. But how we responded, I think, was, with 11 minutes ago, there's a lot of basketball left to be played. So don't hit the panic button. Just, hey, let's get back to guarding and getting the best shots we can get. And I like how we responded and handled a little push from them.
Boy, in the early going, really throughout the night, John Blackwell, he was an aggressor out there on the floor, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I mean, the pace that he plays with, and obviously our whole team plays with, but man, I'm going through the film last night on the flight home since we had a longer de-ice session than normal. I was able to get through the whole film on the plane, and two or three times we went from made basket to at the rim on the other end really quickly, and he was a big part of that. And we had a couple opportunities that got away from us too. We dropped a ball, we missed a layup in transition, but he definitely was a catalyst of really pushing the pace.
We've talked about the depth all season, and it came in play again, particularly in the second half. Carter Gilmore and Jack Janicki. It's not maybe the best thing about this is it's not the first time those guys have stepped up big, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's they both made plays, and I think just the Gilmore's offensive rebound and gets fouled, he makes the play in the shot clock when I'm yelling shoot it from the top of the key, and he has a better idea to drive it and play off one leg, and obviously Jack's activity, just he got an offensive rebound loose that ended up being Blackwell three-point play that kind of sealed the game there to put us up eight or nine. But they just, Jack came out with one less half a tooth as he did a face. He hit that, for watching the film, man, he did a little face plant there. And Blackwell's right there to point to where his tooth was on the floor. So being roommates, any good roommate, will point where your knocked out chipped tooth is.
And held it up with pride,
yes,
too, for
yes.
everybody.
So. That story will grow, Matt. You talk about wait till they get to Alumni Day in 10 years about how he did it for the state school and lost a tooth in battle and declared victory as he held it up.
He went true hockey player mode. And even, you know, the picture that social media on the Wisconsin basketball account, you know, the big old smile with a little bit of a gap in there. But that's when I saw, even from where we were broadcasting, I could see Coach Sharif Chandler's big old smile on his face. Once you knew he was okay, because it was a face plant. But then it's like, oh, okay, this is a source of pride right here. Seeing.
Yeah, he held that chip too, or that piece up with a lot of pride. As like I said, he declared victory.
You know, we mentioned before the game, and every year with the guys from Minnesota on the Wisconsin roster, you don't make it into a big deal. Like you know, the same way if you go to Michigan for John Blackwell, so on and so forth, Northwestern for Xavier Amos. But if you're somebody like Steven Crowell, you have a pretty good record.
Yeah, it can't get any better.
That's it. 1,000%.
Yeah. You know, and I don't need to because it really doesn't matter who we play. These guys are competitive. They want to win every game. But I don't need to throw any gas on their fire for this. They know. They're going back. A lot of friends and family there. There's a pride with it of wearing that jersey and why they decided to come here. And what, you know, I'm sure they take during starting lineups, they always hear it for a little bit from the crowd. So it's for them, the scoreboard is always the final answer. So just happy for those guys, because obviously they've given us a lot here. All of them, going back to Cameron Taylor was the first one that came, and there's been dozens of them since, and they've all had really good careers here and helped us win a lot of games.
It is fun to see a lot of Badger fans anytime you're on, obviously the Kohl Center, but anytime on the road, a lot of them are there. Some familiar faces too. The Davisons were in the house.
Yeah.
And just the pride that the fans have in this team again this year, whether they live in Minneapolis or Western Wisconsin, that means something, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I got an email from a coach this morning in Western Wisconsin that was there, that watched our guys sign autographs after the game and just, it's a one chance, you know, they get to see us or their kids get to see us if tickets are more accessible. And it's obviously closer from that upper northwest corner of the state to get to Minneapolis than it is to Madison. But then also Jared Bergeron, Jordan Taylor, Tim Jarmus all there last night and down to see the guys after the locker room. So it's in the locker room after the game. So that's, and like I said, you mentioned the pride, whether it's former players, whether it's parents of former players, or, you know, dozens of people that traveled there and that I knew that were, you know, get a chance to see us. And that's an intimate environment where you can get pretty up close, you know, and it was a fun night.
It is. That connection is priceless, isn't it? Those former players. I mean, you see them here at the Kohl Center, obviously, but anytime on the road, you know, like Clayton Hansen, when you guys were at Northwestern a little over a month ago, he's there. That is, you know, the wins, the losses, we've talked many times, the bus rides and all that, but post-playing career, if it was last year or if it was 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, that door is open for those guys.
Yeah, and they know they're welcome back at any point in time, regardless of when they played here. You know, and it's awesome to see. They're all busy. I'd love to have them all back all the time, but they know, or I know, they got really busy lives. But and they always say, Coach, we don't want to bother you. We don't want to bug you. I was like, come on, man. You know where my office is. Come on in. And so I know a lot of them come here to games, but yet, go on to other things, whether it's watering holes after games or what they do, or just say, I don't want to bug Coach right now. But it's awesome to see them. There was a lot of red in there last night.
Yeah, it was. It was loud. It was a fun atmosphere. Badgers defeating Minnesota, getting ready for Penn State on Saturday. Senior Day, we'll talk about the six Badger seniors be recognized on Saturday as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Plug into powerful savings with CeraWire products at Menards. CeraWire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Menards stocks convenient pre-cut lengths of wire and cable products for all of your indoor and outdoor projects. Hurry in now and save big money on CeraWire at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything.
Get the right home policy at the right price
with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. In a few minutes, we'll check in with Director of Player Development, Greg Steemsma. Little sneak preview there. I asked Steemer, has it been what you hoped? And pretty emphatic yes, I think, for you having him back, too. That's been big, hasn't it?
It has. You know, I think he's been a really perfect fit for the rest of the blend with the rest of the staff, and obviously his knowledge and expertise and experience that he passes on to the players every day. I think it's been, like I said, it's fit exactly how I had envisioned it would fit, and obviously I think it shows with how our players have made jumps and improved, and they're just the buy-in that I see from our players. Obviously you're talking to somebody that played with some of the game's best and against some of the game's best and worked with some of the current best. So it's been really neat to watch it all come together like we thought.
The six seniors being recognized, as we just recorded a TV segment a little while ago as we record this in the middle of the afternoon here. But there's always the emotional part of that, right? They get introduced, then they have to, like, okay, you refocus. We've talked about this probably every year, but for these guys, it's the first time.
Yeah.
First time being recognized as seniors. So there's the emotions, everybody's different, but some emotions are going to hit harder than others, right?
There should be emotions, right? If they're invested in it, like I know they are, their families have invested in it, it really means a lot. It means a lot. And that last time you're walking out, I always tell the freshmen, I said, hey, don't blink. It's going to go by fast. Just ask the guy sitting up in the back row. And before you know it, you're making that walk. But a crowd will hopefully give them a well-deserved recognition and be here early for that. And then we got to go play, right, and play well. And obviously we're chasing a lot of things yet as we come down here to the last game of the regular season.
When I ask guys that question, what piece of advice would you give to the younger guys? That's one of them. It goes fast. And I asked Kamari McGee this earlier in the week. He said, hey, if it's a cloudy day, it'll get better. The sun will come out. And he doesn't let it – as jovial as he is – he doesn't let himself get too carried away one way or the other. It's a controlled emotion with him, I guess.
Yeah, he is very, even though you see the smile all the time, and I always said he's the glass half full guy, not the glass half empty, but you're right about he doesn't go through the peaks and valleys. He plays stays pretty consistent. And I think that's helped him. You know, I think just the maturity I've watched him develop and evolve with over the time he's been here, and obviously he's gotten much better and grown dramatically as a player, but just his leadership. I mean, he doesn't even score last night, but he had 5 assists, no turnovers, but his voice in those huddles when Minnesota was making that run back was just a, hey, here's what we need to take care of, and this is ours. And like I said, just that voice of reason. It's one thing to come from a coach, but when you got peers saying it, you got teammates saying it, that I think really resonates with his teammates.
And he's sitting there about 3.5 to 1 assist to turnover ratio this season, which is just terrific work. With this group, Steven Crowell, 101 wins. I bet you he's as proud of that as anything, right? But just that steadying influence, competitive. We've talked about him. He had the rough stretch in December, fought through that, and moving forward, he's a huge key.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's going to, we're going to need him to continue to play well. But you're right about the one word with him has been steady. You know, there's been a dip here or there. But by and large, the time he's been in that lineup, from basically his sophomore year on, first, you know, that cardboard cutout year, he backed up Potter and Reavers and really didn't play much at all. But just from then on, you know, he started on the Big Ten championship team as a sophomore in 22 and just been so steady for us, just very dependable. We know we can count on Steve. And like I said, it's been good to know you have an anchor there in the middle that you know what you're going to get from, you know what you can depend on him for. And obviously you got to keep pushing buttons and keep, because he's still a too unselfish, too nice of a guy. I've tried to rough him up a little bit and use some sandpaper vocabulary at times to get him to, but he's just, I think that's what's made him so steady. He doesn't get too blistered if I go at him, and doesn't get too low if things don't go well. So that's as a coach, that's a very comforting feeling, you know, and you got somebody you can really count on there.
It's probably more noticeable with a bigger class like this, being half a dozen of them, but the personalities are, you know, considerably different. Not everybody is unique, but Max Klusman, he's a guy who's going to, he will talk, he'll say what needs to be said. But imagine right now you're protecting him from himself, right? Just trying to getting him back to health. I mean, I would imagine he's about ready to bust out and go play again, but you got to be smart about it.
Yeah. I think that's the tempered, calculation that you take through this as he's working his way back. And that's the nice thing about it being out of my hands. I go by what the doctors and the trainers say and what Max wants to do and how Max feels, and they evaluate it. They make the determination when he comes back. But he's obviously making a lot of progress, and we're hoping he's back here sooner than later.
You got Penn State coming in. They're going to try to ruin this. Now, it's an interesting dynamic because they're not going to participate in the Big Ten tournament. So somebody had asked me this question earlier today. I suppose if I'm the Badgers here, I'm assuming they're just going to let it rip, be fast, because they're talented dudes.
Yeah, they do. And I don't think I've tried to think of that this morning, Matt, as I was kind of calculating what you were going to ask me today. I don't think I've ever been in a game, the last game of the regular season, where for one team it was the last game. There's always been something, right? A conference tournament, even time at Platteville. We had the conference tournament our last couple of years there. Every team was in it. Milwaukee and the MCC at that time, every team was in it. So there was no, and obviously up until this year, the Big Ten tournament, every team was in it. So I've never been in that position where, you know, here we have 3 teams that aren't going to play beyond this weekend.
Yeah.
One of them is still to be decided, but Penn State and Washington are in the last, hours of their season. So I would expect nothing less than Penn State to come in, full blast, nothing to lose. And we have to prepare for that here over the next 48 hours.
It's interesting you say that. I'm just trying to think as in my time as a broadcaster, Steve Yoder's last game, 1992, they were below 500. They were not going to make the NIT. Even Stan's year, they were teetering, lost the last game. But had they won it, they might have been able to get into the NIT. The only other time was 10 years ago when you played for the national championship. That's when I walked in there going, this is it.
Right.
This is the last game.
Yeah.
But it's a just different dynamic now.
It is a different, completely. Like I said, I have had to really rack my brain, which isn't much to rack, but to really kind of think back to maybe when I was coaching in junior high. Mm-hmm. We had no tournament. He went to the last game of the regular season. If you didn't have one of those little youth tournaments propped up in March sometime, this was it.
The pizza party.
Right? Exactly. Let's turn in your jersey.
Got about a minute left here. They are, I know Penn State, I know it's been a struggle. They've lost a lot of close games. Ace Baldwin, though, man, he's a problem, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And just very mature. A lot like the really good point guards in our league. Braden Smith, Jakachonis at Illinois, just really has command of the team, plays with, can play changey speeds, and he's got probably more speed than those two guys do. And then they got people around him. The big kid, Conan, inside is a load, long. Hicks has really shot the ball well from three as a four, and they kind of get you in some funky situations of how to guard him with his mobility. He runs around at 6'8 like a shooting guard, but you have to kind of guard him with your four. So it's a team, like you mentioned, a lot of close games. They play really hard, and obviously the dynamic of last game of the year comes into play. But we know, regardless, last game or not, this is important for us because it's our seniors here at home. We want to make sure we send them out on the right note.
All right, coverage starts at 11 a.m. Tip time set for noon on Saturday. We'll take a break. We'll check in with Greg Steensma as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Officials in Little Chute have removed more than 90 dead ducks from a storm pond, the likely culprit, bird flu. That comes after hundreds of rare red-breasted mergansers were found either dead or sick along Lake Michigan. Meantime, Wisconsin will start sampling milk at dairy farms to test for the virus. Fears that protections for our Great Lakes and more will be on the chopping block after EPA Director Lee Zeldin announced plans to cut the agency by 65%. The EPA oversees bedrock safeguards like the Clean Water Act, Safe Drinking Water Act, and Clean Air Act. It's unclear how those protections will remain enforced if deep cuts happen. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding, "The citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded." In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
But he's 6,000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Continuing with the Greg Gard Show, as we have a chance to visit with Badgers Director of Player Development, Greg Stiensma, in his first year back on the staff after having played here, part of that 2008 Big Ten regular season and tournament championship team that went on to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. Number of years professionally, including 4 years in the NBA and several years on NBA staffs, most recently with the San Antonio Spurs. But happy to be back here. We visited with him back before the first game was played this season. He had that gleam in his eye of being back at his alma mater. I asked him if it's been everything he had hoped for here in year one.
I think it's been what I hoped for and then some. Obviously, winning helps, but winning is what we do here, and that's expected. And it's made the transition just really enjoyable. And not just that, like how willing the guys have been to like accept some of the little stuff I got for them, the little tidbits and little advice here and there, and having a voice in the room with Coach and with Joe and with Kirk, like collaborating on some stuff, like it's just been a ton of fun. And my expectations were a little bit uncertain of what it was going to be like, and it's been an exceedingly awesome experience so far.
The cool part, even for someone like me to watch, is that all you guys, you know the lay of the land here. Even Lance, he's a Wisconsin guy, first year at the University of Wisconsin. But you guys have also been other places, so you bring fresh ideas, but you know how things operate here. I mean, it's fun to watch it. It's got to be a blast for you guys to be a part of.
Yeah, I've kind of been saying, like, there's enough of the same of, you know, when I was here. Obviously, just the history and everything that was built by guys before me and guys, teammates I was a part of and everything. And so there's enough that's kind of the same, but there's also enough that's different for me to still be able to learn and adapt and fill and try to add some value in places, not necessarily in where they were lacking, but just adding another voice of experience and different path and different basketball life, with different basketball journey. And so yeah, it's definitely, there's still a little like nostalgia, like walking into the Kohl Center every day and just like the things you pour into this as a 18, 19 year old to, you know, 3, 4, 5 years in. Now to come back as like an old guy and this is still my job, and like I just think it's just been a ton of fun, and I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to add value where I can see that it needs it.
You catch yourself this time of year kind of flat when you have a few free moments flashing back of like, oh yeah, I was part of this team, that you're in contention for championships, you're getting ready for the NCAA tournament, those feelings start to come back?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like there was a time the other day warming up for Michigan State where we kind of like, we, you know, we call them our pregame vitamins, and we're going through passing and stuff, and all of a sudden like their students kind of start filling in, and we hear them chirping a little bit, and it's just like all of a sudden I'm starting to maybe pass it. My passes are getting a little bit tighter, and I'm zipping the ball, and I'm banging on Steve, getting him ready. Like all of a sudden I'm getting kind of fired up, and you feed off that energy a little bit, and you know, just something about March basketball, and you know, to be back in this space where it does mean more, and it's what we all prepare for. I mean, everything else is preparation for this, and so. The build up and the lead up is important. Our execution down the stretch here is going to be vital to set us up to have a heck of a lot more fun here in the next few weeks.
I want to ask you about a couple of the bigs here. Obviously, as we talk, Nolan's coming off what should be, I don't know if it's been corrected. It should be. It was a double double, but he had the 17 rebounds. This is your first year working with him, but can you still put in perspective the Nolan Winter you first met to what he's doing right now?
I think you go back in like almost 6 week segments of like, look, where was he at 6 weeks ago versus now, and the strides he's made, offensively, defensively, physicality wise, mentality wise,
I was kind of giving him a hard time today. Like, he's only like 6 or 7 months into this 7-foot, 230-pound frame. So, like, he doesn't even know what to do with it yet sometimes. And that's awesome as a young guy to, like, be figuring it out and be putting the time in and the work and the extra shots and the extra film work and stuff. Like, he deserves all the success that he's having, and it's just going to keep building from here.
I asked him a couple weeks ago because he was talking about you. He says, yeah, you know, Coach Steenson's giving me all this great advice. And what's some of the better pieces of advice he's given you? And he said, keep shooting. Right? It's a confidence thing.
It's,
right?
I mean, it's yeah, I think maybe that's kind of like the NBA side of it a little bit. Like, it's a make and miss league, and that's, you know, kind of the simplified version at times of like what we kind of hanging on. But I mean, I'd kind of tell him, like, hey, I have this crazy concept for you, like, shoot him when you're open. And there's been some nights where he's been open a lot. And so, because we, like I said, like, this offense and the way it plays, our style of play, like, we're going to live with the result. Like, even a couple misses, I'm good with that. Like, I've tried to be supportive of these guys a few times. Like, you know what the best part about, like, starting 1-for-5 is being, you know, 5-for-8 or 5-for-9 or whatever it is. Like, those next few just got to rattle off, and without hesitating about the first few. You know, as a player, I didn't have any part of that, so I've had to learn that from other guys, and guys much more talented and skilled than I was. But it's just one of those things. Like, confidence has always been a powerful tool for me, and so if I can influence a little bit into these guys, sometimes that's all it takes.
It's fascinating to watch the evolution, if it's NBA influence or just basketball globally. Is that maybe a better way to describe what's happening?
Yeah, here? Yeah, I think so. Like, it's just the, obviously, like, the faster play and the style and everything else, you know, is going, trending the way that the game has been going for a while now. And, yeah, like, support it globally. I mean, everybody's so skilled now. Everybody can play, and you can play the best defense in the world, and guys are so good now, they just still make shots, and we got to be a little more okay with that than I think we had, like, than Wisconsin's used to. I mean, the keep them to 55 and we score 60, you know, mindset a little bit. We still obviously, like, have our defensive principles and our rules, and we hold guys accountable on defense, and we make it a priority. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, we just kind of got to outscore them, and we're still finding that balance. We're finding a blend of it throughout the season, and sometimes that changes game to game a little bit too. Obviously, you know, we're still flexible in that, but at the same time, like, our rules are our rules, and we try to keep everybody accountable to it, and it's been successful for us so far.
I've asked you about Nolan Stevie too, as a guy that I know Coach Garst talks about. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, but he's a really important piece of this thing moving forward, isn't he?
Oh yeah, I mean, he's, you know, I kind of joke as a big guy myself, we're kind of big parts of anything we do just by sheer size, and he fits that. I mean, he's the anchor for us a lot of times. Like, just, we kind of, if we need something, we go to Steve. You know, if we need a stop, we need to calm us down a little bit, we need a little bit of settling the boat or settling the score a little bit, like, we can always kind of trust Steve and his decision making and his experience that has gone with him from his time here. Definitely, you know, he's going to be a huge part of this March run.
You talked early back in October about the importance of being a star in your role, and it certainly seems like you've got guys that have really wrapped their arms around that this year.
We're so happy for those guys, like, you know, Gilly and Jack and, you know, some of our other bench guys, like even Kamari, to, you know, step up when he's called upon. You know, those are such important roles for successful teams. You know, like, doesn't really show up on a score sheet or stat book or whatever. Like, it's dive plays, it's hustle stuff, it's a deflection here or there, it's just swinging the ball when it needs to be swung, or it's taking a charge, all these things that, you know, those guys do so well. But then on top of that, like, they've also been able to make some clutch shots and make some big buckets or get a steal at the right time. And, yeah, it's just been so much fun to see those guys because of the types of guys they are, the types of players, and, like, they've embraced that role. They know what their role is, and, yeah, it's just fun to see those guys. Like, I mean, that's who I was. I was a role player my entire career, and it's fun to see the role-playing guys. If it's your job to go out there and get 2 rebounds and you come back with 3, like, you're high-fiving as much as it is to score 30 points. Obviously, there's, you know, importance of different things, but, you know, that's just – my little soft spot, I guess, for me is
I love seeing those guys just play well.
Let me ask you one more thing here about the younger guys, Ricardo Greppi, because it looked like he was on the brink of getting some run, and then around Christmas time he gets hurt. That cost him some time. Give us your thoughts on him, because he just seems like someone, as he continues to get stronger and, you know, more and more work in the weight room, he could be a pretty valuable piece here.
Yeah, he's, again, just the big human being type of factor. He's been great. I was talking to somebody about him not too long ago, and he's a guy that, and no surprise, like, he's done everything we've asked him to do. If we've asked him to put some extra work in here, he does it. We asked him, he plays 3x3, and he's been great in that. All of our guys have been playing 3-on-3. Like, it's been fun to see those guys progress throughout the year, like, and kind of stepping out and shooting some threes in that, getting some blocks and catching an alley-oop here and there and pocket passes and all the little stuff that we are pounding, even like our starters, Steve and Nolan, on that stuff. Like, he's also hearing some of that and understand the importance of that's how our post players need to play, you know, and in practice. And he tries to fill the scout role of doing what the other big guy on the other team is supposed to do. And sometimes, you know, it almost puts them in a little bit of a box, or they don't, if they're not much of a passer, he can't help but to zing a back door once in a while. And his vision for the court is unbelievable. So it's good opportunity for those guys when they do play a 3x3 that he's getting, you know, a few more reps and some live action. And he's doing whatever we've asked him to do, and it's been really fun to see him progress.
And that's Greg Steensma, the Badgers Director of Player Development. Stay with us. More to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub Lots and Matt's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots and Matt's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
where we continue with the Greg Gard Show, joined now by Brian Butch, who knows a little bit about Senior Day, although that was a party. You guys were steamrolling Penn State en route to a Big Ten championship back in 2008. But, you know, these guys are going to go through it on Saturday. The good news is it's not their last game. They got plenty of basketball to come. But give us, you know, take us back. The emotions of that game. You guys had a lot on the line, but it was also maybe a little sentimental at the same time?
Well, for sure, because you know it's done. You know, it's the last time that you're going to have a chance to play in the Kohl Center. There's something special about that. I think it helped knowing we had something to play for. There were still two games left. We had to finish at, you know, home against Penn State, and then we had a road game at Northwestern. And it was a really tight race. Now, we knew that we could win it out, you know, at least a share against Penn State. So that motivation, I think, was the main focus. But you get lost in the emotions. You see your parents. You see everyone that's kind of helped you get to where you're at. Because nobody knows what professional basketball is next. We all had the hopes of playing it. You don't know what. You know, I assumed I was going to play at some level, whether overseas, whatever. But you knew this was the last time that you're going to put the jersey on. And it, being from Wisconsin, growing up in Wisconsin, like, that meant a lot. It still does. And being able to do this means a lot, to be able to tell stories. But it's emotional and trying to wrap yourself and wrap your head around, okay, handle the emotion, embrace the emotion, and then forget the emotion and go play. Like, there's a lot that you've got to maneuver.
Yeah, I always hear from people that a day can be long. You're into the dog days. Bo's barking at you, or, you know, Greg now, and you've got class. You get, but then when it's over, you kind of wonder what just happened. Like, it flies. Is there something to that?
No, absolutely. You know, we did our stuff before the game. There was also something after the game that we did as far as videos and stuff. Mm-hmm. It helped we get a trophy. So that helped. Like, that made it a little bit more enjoyable. When we finally got to the senior videos, we had cut down nets. We had gotten a trophy. So that helps. But it is, and it goes by so quick. I mean, just your time at Wisconsin goes by so quick. But then that day, it's you just try to figure it all out, and then you've got the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
So now you know you've got the next thing, and you're trying to win that.
I always thought that was really interesting in 08 because, you know, the fans come on the floor, you cut down the nets, you get the trophy at Senior Day. And then to get it yourself, you had to go into Northwestern, which you did, low drama. But, man, if ever there was a recipe for a letdown, that was it. But that didn't happen, did it?
Well, no. Ask Auburn how that worked, as they lost earlier this week as far as once they, you know, clinched the SEC championship. Like, it happens a lot. But I always said during that time stretch, I don't like to share. Just ask my sister. So the last thing we were going to do was share anything.
Yeah.
And we could ask Robbie Hummel when we see him next how he would have liked to share a Big Ten. You know, he would have had a little bit of that. So, but that group wanted to let everybody know we were the best. And we weren't going to share anything. We weren't going to do – and that's why that was the vision going into the Big Ten tournament as well.
Yeah.
We weren't going to share anything. Yeah. We weren't going to share the regular season. We weren't going to share the tournament. We were going to let everyone know we were the best team in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
the
team, was it 61 wins in 2 years? Was that what it was?
Yeah. It was 60, we went 30 and 5 and 30-6, 31-5.
Yeah, pretty good run. Pretty good couple of year period there. You mentioned there is the Big Ten tournament coming up, and then the NCAA tournament. What changes? I guess my question to you is, like, all these guys now, the routine starts to change. More people are on the plane. There's more media at the site. It's a little different from the routine of the regular season. How much of that, in your time, were you shielded from, or you just kind of roll with it? This is how it is. Might have people in your locker room that you normally don't have, that type of thing.
Yeah, you roll with it. You embrace it, to be honest. Like, having more people in the locker room that were celebrities, more or less, that would pop in and say, hey, great, congrats, awesome. Like, you embrace that because it's really cool. But you have to also stay grounded in what you're trying to achieve. And I think sometimes, and the reason we love March is there's upsets. Well, sometimes there's upsets because the focus is gone. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that's been the case at all with Wisconsin teams, the lack of focus. I think sometimes you just have had some bad luck over the last couple of years and just the way it plays out, matchups, all that other thing. But just understanding that, yes, there's more people around, But your routine is what you need to stick with the most. And I think Greg and Bo, hey, you earned, they always say this, you earned another 40 minutes. That's always kind of been the saying. You've earned another 40 to go play. And I've loved that messaging from both those guys because that's what it is. Nothing's guaranteed. When they get done playing Saturday, they know they have 40 minutes. Now, they've done enough work to know that they probably have 80 minutes, for sure, guaranteed to them.
Yes.
But the messaging is, you have 40 minutes. That's it. That's all that's in front of you. And with the seniors, it hits. It really does, knowing that, you know, that's what you have in college. That's it. That's all that you have in front of you. What are you going to go do with it? And I think the toughest thing is taking that in, but not changing what you've done all year long. Because sometimes you get that, and you get guys that try to do too much.
It's interesting, too, Brian, because a lot of people go back and forth, like, how do you view the Big Ten tournament, knowing that the bigger tournament is the following week, and yet every year I go back and think, man, some of the real classic Wisconsin games were in the Big Ten tournament 10 years ago, the overtime against Michigan State, what you guys did, the comeback against Michigan State in the semis, coming back from what looked like a hopeless deficit. There is just, I mean, is it just the competitive fire that, like, once you're there, like, well, since he came down here for it, might as well go get it?
Figure about it, you know, figure everything out after. It was always the philosophy. Just, we're here to win. You're here to win a championship. That's what's in play. And you get rings, there's banners that are hung. Like, it matters. Now, I'm a firm believer that I think the regular season means more. Because it's a bigger body of work, it means you've been the best for a longer period of time. But you have a chance to go put a stamp on your program, and you have something to celebrate. You don't know what's going to happen in the NCAA tournament. So you have a chance to go out there and say, hey, we won a Big Ten champion. That's a big deal. That will always be a big deal. And I think with where we're at, does it, you know, if you play four games in 4 days, are your legs heavy? Absolutely. But nobody cares. So I'm a believer that you go win it. That's the mentality. And you deal with whatever has to happen after that.
And there is advances, I think, in knowledge of rest and recovery, too. And even, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when you played at Wisconsin. We're talking 17 years. But it just seems like the research, not just at Wisconsin, but everywhere, college, pro, there's just more knowledge of that, of how much work you need to get in, particularly when you're playing 3-4 days in a row.
No, there 100% is. I mean, you look at, there's Aura rings, there's this, there's that, there's, you know, the guys are wearing stuff on their shorts to track all the workload that they need to be doing. That's the evolution of where that's been. So for, I mean, that you take all the data in and you make sure that you use that to make sure your guys are right. And I think the nice thing as an athlete perspective is I've got the numbers in front of me. I know I'm not tired. So let's go play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think, you know, like when I played, we didn't have all that information in front of us. So like our legs would be sore. Well, it's March. We've played 30 some games. They're going to be sore whether we played four games or not. Mm-hmm. Like it's, everyone's hurting right now a little bit.
Yeah.
Nobody feels fresh. So then you've got that little bag. It's a mind trick. It's a mind game that you can play with yourself. Be like, no, we're rested. We're good. Like, we've done everything we can do. Now let's go play.
Now the tough question here, because you and I talk about this every year. When you get to this time of year, people are going to be watching the Badgers in many cases for the first time, including people who are Badger fans, but they're just getting into the college basketball world. Tell us the thing that they should look for with this team. What's the most encouraging thing about this Badger team now as it wraps up the regular season on Saturday and then heads off into the postseason?
So I'm gonna give you two. I'm not going to give you one. I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
I think one first, experience. And this is a group that's old. And whether it's old in March, but they've been through battles. They've been through enough games that haven't necessarily gone their way that they've won, that they can turn it, that they can change, they can do different things. They know they want to shoot threes, but they're experienced enough to know if we don't make a lot of threes, we got to get to the rim, so versus just being stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I think is probably the most important, I think experience is one, you know, B, 1A, their depth. This team is a deep team. This team has the ability for guys to have night. And you can go down the list. You can have. We've had a Max Klusman game against Montana State. We've had a Carter Gilmore game against Northwestern. We've had a Kamari McGee game. I lean more towards the Rutgers game for the Kamari McGee game, but there's been other opportunities out there. The John Blackwell games, there's numerous of those. John Tonji games, numerous of those. Steve Scroll, numerous games where he's, found ways to dominate. Nolan Winter, he's had a big game. So I think there's been enough guys that have stepped up at times to take advantage of their minutes and their opportunity. And I think the depth of this team, one of your guys can have a bad night and you still can win. Yeah. I mean, John Tonji doesn't score at USC. They still win. Like, not many teams can say that.
Yeah.
And that's why I think they're poised to make a deep run in March. Now I think seeding and matchups, that'll all play a factor. We don't know what that looks like.
Yeah, no. It'll be fun. Buckle up. Here we go. He's Brian Butch. Back to close it out in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Today.
Thursday night game has Michigan State against Iowa, and then on Friday a standalone game, one of interest to Badger fans. Purdue Boilermakers will take on Illinois down in Champaign. On Saturday, beyond the Badgers, you got Northwestern against Maryland in College Park.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
This This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Brady Ewing will be here, former fullback for Wisconsin football, to talk mental health and athletes, and also the relationship with on-air announcers like Bill Rafferty of CBS. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump again pulls back on some of the tariffs he imposed on Canada and Mexico 2 days ago. CBS's Scott McFarland says Wall Street's negative reaction to the tariffs and political pressures may be the main reasons for the walkbacks.
The forecast from Canada that this could increase the price of cars by thousands of dollars. Now you've got a national issue, and this is where the pushback comes.
Stocks plunged on Wall Street today. Some veterans are highly critical of plans by the Trump administration for huge job cuts. At the Veterans Administration, disabled Vietnam veteran Gary Cannon.
Is too much. I think it will sacrifice the services that they presently have.
SpaceX carried out another launch today of its Starship rocket, but quickly lost contact with the vessel as it roared over the Gulf. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez in Miami captured on video what looks like a fireball and the ship breaking up. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
James.